It's the East Square Podcast, bitch.
Over anything. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could tell when people do shit just because, okay, this is the fad right now. Mm-hmm. Let me go ahead and the next thing you know,
right?
You know what I mean? They're off.
Yeah,
to
6 months later.
Oh, they're on to like, come on, man.
Yeah, with this whole process, bro, it's really just taught me how to fall in love with the grind.
You
know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Just like it's just build off those small wins.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like every episode is a small win.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And just keep grinding. But consistency is the name of the game.
Bro, I can promise you this. Consistency is what is probably the, it is, not probably, it's the primary recipe for success.
Mm-hmm.
It's the primary, like,
that's
it. Nothing else. Consistency and discipline.
Yep, discipline. Discipline, bro.
It's just habits. It's just habits. You are your habits.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that is a fact. I don't care. Everybody's successful at something.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is you do that you may not even know it, but you're successful at it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. You overweight? That's because you're a successful shitty eater.
Right.
You feel me?
Because you habitually eat.
Exactly.
Terribly.
But,
exactly.
You know what I mean? So it's the same thing with this, bro. You keep putting energy. And if it's anything, if it's anybody that knows some shit about this, especially with this industry, bro, trust me.
Mm-hmm.
I've been up, down, all kind of shit, man.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
it's the process.
Like you said, it's the process. You gotta be able to weather the storm to find joy in the process. Because if you constantly like thinking this shit is gonna be all sunshine and fucking candy gumdrops, you in for a whole nother fucking
This is not for the faint of heart.
It's not for the faint of heart, bro. You gotta have passion.
Facts.
Passion gotta succeed over all of the bullshit. Because if not, man, you're gonna
end up quitting.
You're gonna be upset. You're gonna
be bitter, be old and bitter.
Yep. And but you're never gonna find security in anything because it's bullshit and everything you're doing life.
Yeah.
You're going to go through shit.
And then even quitting, it becomes a habit.
Absolutely.
You start something, and then you start something new, and then you quit again.
Yep. That right there, motherfuckers don't know. Yo,
quitting
that's
is a habit, bro.
Shit is a habit, bro.
For real,
you do that shit one time, you liable to quit most of the time.
Facts.
Afterwards.
No matter what you're doing.
No matter what you're doing, bro.
Yo, toast to good habits, bro.
Yes, sir.
Cheers. Are we rolling? Oh, facts.
Oh, no.
No, we're ready. We're rolling,
bro. Yeah,
we're
ready.
Hey, man, it's the E-Square Podcast. I'm Easy Mo, and today we got a Las Vegas legend, certified stamp, Northtown in the building. You know how I'm coming,
man. I feel old, man.
J.R. Castro.
I don't like hearing that legend word, man.
No, you don't. I got to, bro. I got to. It's
the
truth.
No, it's love. It's love, bro.
Yeah,
thank you. Thank
facts.
You. Man, thanks for having me, man. I'm excited, man.
Man, this is, like you said just a minute ago, it's a long time coming.
Yeah.
I feel like, I feel like I've had to earn this interview right here, bro. Like I had to put in.
Man.
I've been doing this for a year and a half, man. Because you're the real deal, bro. You know, especially coming up in the city. There's very like a handful of people that are artists that are like beacons of light or beacons of hope for like all the other artists that we can make it. Like J.R. Cat, look what J.R. Cashel did. Look what Dizzy Wright did. Look what Laser's doing. You know what I mean? Like those group of people are beacons of hope.
Man, thank you.
So
man.
I'm
humble, bro. Like for me, it's weird because I come from a place where humility like was always like my dad always taught us to be that like, and I appreciate it. I really do. Like, and like you said, I just do this stuff because I know where I was at one point. Like when you see all the people on TV and everybody else, you're like, yo, I want to be that. Or how do I accomplish that? How do I achieve that? You know what I'm saying? So, I'm just happy that, you know, the things that I have done is, you know, inspiring people to, you know, to do it and have the hope that they can do it because I'm just like everybody else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm no different.
Right.
I come from humble beginnings.
The North?
Yep, the North. Northtown, you know, I wear it on my chest, man.
Yeah, facts.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing, man. Your journey is it's been a long time. You've been doing music, bro.
Man.
And like we were just talking about consistency and you've been doing it for so long, bro.
Yeah, man.
How do you feel like when people like, you know, like I'm sure you hear legend all the time.
Yeah.
I'm sure people hit you up. Hit
they
you
do,
with that
man.
All the
and I get weird every time I hear it because number one, I feel old, and then number two, I just again, when you come from that humble background, it's like I'm not worthy, like you know.
Yeah.
But I understand the gesture,
right.
And I appreciate it, and you know, I always want to give off that energy of like, yo, man, you could do it too. If I can do it, you definitely can do it.
Right.
I had very little to work with, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just had a belief. And consistency, you know, and staying dedicated. That was it.
Yeah. Do you feel like do you feel like you're not satisfied yet? Like you know what I mean? Like, do you feel like there's so much more you can accomplish?
Is that absolutely why you're not, absolutely? I think that we're never too old to learn something new. Right, we're never too wise.
Why you keep throwing this old word around, bro? You're not. You look like a hot 25, my boy.
I know. You know what?
Come on, man.
Okay, we're never too. I believe like information and knowledge is unlimited. Like, you know, what I'm saying, there's always ways we can evolve and improve, and always go to that next step, whatever it is. You know, so it's the same thing I feel with music. I think with music, it's more so for me. Inspiration is a big thing, being motivated, right? And that sometimes is a challenge because, you know, I hate to say it, but, you know, I came up, you know, in the 2000s, you know, even I remember late 90s and 2000s, like that era of music was like exciting,
right,
like,
right.
just mind blowing, you know? So for me, it's kind of challenging now just because I kind of feel like, skill wise, it's kind of took like
it's a clout game now.
Yeah, it's exactly. It's popularity over actual skill and talent. You know, and that's the part that's
frustrating.
It's frustrating as shit, bro.
It just makes you like it puts a bad taste in your mouth.
It does. And I know this game. Like again, I'm not to boast, but I've been in this game forever.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? And I've seen the climate change, and it's like, whoa, this is the shit we doing now? Like, do I want to deal with this? You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's just
I feel you,
yeah,
bro. Yeah,
so,
it's like, it's a lot of goofy shit going on.
Yeah, a lot, bro.
And
a
it could make you just want to be like, what am I doing?
Absolutely.
Like, well, I don't even want to be around these people.
Yep.
Because fame is a hell of a drug.
It is, bro.
Clout is a hell of a drug.
It's a hell of a drug,
Instagram
bro.
Changed everybody's mind, bro.
It did, man. And everybody's, you know, now everybody's important. Everybody wants
everybody's
to be
famous.
Important. Everybody's famous, bro. So.
I don't get it, bro. I don't get it.
People's priorities are all fucked up, man. Bro. Like, it's just fucked up. And if we could just go back to just, like, that raw, whatever it is that you're trying to achieve, just make sure that you have the skill set, you know, to be able to deliver. You know what I'm saying? And carry you, you know? And that, I stress that a lot to a lot of new artists that come up and want to do this. You know, at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, you have to be able to hold your own. You have to be able to deliver.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's what's most important. Not what you look like, the fucking chains you got on, you know, how many followers you got, how many comments you get. That shit is irrelevant. You know? Anybody, and you can modify that.
Right.
You know, we all know that.
Yeah, motherfuckers just buying that shit
yeah,
up like
exactly.
fucking candy for real.
For real. Real spill.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you could attest to that too. Like when I-15 broke up, you had to go and do your own thing.
Yeah, I did.
You got to hold your own.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Man, and I was, man, I was.
How old were you? How old were you when that happened?
I think I was, what was I? I may have been 21, 22.
Oh.
Yeah.
Vulnerable age.
Yeah. And then at the same time, like my mom had passed around that time. So it was like, when it rained, like it thunderstormed, like type shit, like for me. So, you know, but.
How did you get through? How did you get through all that though?
Really family and just constant, like, just, I had to psych myself out, like, it's going to get better. Because sometimes we'll say it's going to get better, but we don't believe that shit.
Right, right.
So you just got to, you got to constantly, like, psych yourself out, you know, and keep doing the things you need to do to get better than you were yesterday, you know. So that's really how I did it, and just having friends and support from family and stuff like that, you know.
Shout out to the Castro family.
Yeah,
you know, it's all love over here, man. You know what I mean?
Most definitely.
Damn, I didn't know that, man. So you, but you bounced back, bro, and you've had many, many more successes since then. And you know, when people, when a band breaks up, motherfuckers disappear.
Yeah,
bro.
No, absolutely. They do, man. They do. They do. Yeah. But the thing about my group, man, and I love those guys to death, and we're still a group. Like, we're still, it's still 15 gang, regardless of what I'm doing, what they're doing. We always will have that, you know what I mean, bond with one another. We are dedicated and passionate about the art of music. You know what I mean? The art itself. You know, so for us, we do this regardless, whether we're signed, not signed, whether we're together. We're going to do this. This is what we do. It's like drinking water.
Right.
It's what we do. You know, so we don't need to, you know, sound off to the world and this is what I'm still doing. Like, nah,
passion. Damn, bro. You've been on such a fucking ride, bro. So what really happened, though, with that whole... Are you tired? Hold on. Are you tired? Because we can skip over this question.
No.
Are you tired of hearing about I-15?
Not at all. Okay. Not, man, I love it. Okay, cool. Man, the name needs to live on, you know, because I really feel like... And I'm not saying this because it was... I feel like we are one of the greatest groups ever as far as when it comes to just creativity. Mm. We were ahead of the curve, man. Mm. Like... back in early 2000s when, you know, now we have this trendy rap singing. We're going to use edgy lyrics with melodies. We were doing that when it wasn't accepted, right? Mm-hmm. And even I remember we were signed to Interscope. The labels, they were like, man, we don't know if we really ready for this.
Really?
And it's crazy now, fast forward, this is what's going on.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
Interscope didn't like trust Polo with like the overseeing of the group
music? To be totally honest, I think that whatever Polo's situation was, his relationship with Interscope and who he was dealing with, I honestly think that when that relationship went south, everything that was attached to it did the same.
The bullshit politics.
Exactly. All the politics, all of that kind of stuff. And
that led to the...
You're guilty by association.
Mm. And that led to the dissolvement of I-15.
Yeah.
So why didn't you guys break off and just keep the group going?
Well...
independently.
We end up... Everyone, you know, has individual lives, families, you know, and shit, money don't grow on trees, you know? So, you know, we gotta eat. We gotta survive. We gotta figure out how, you know?
Yeah.
And again, I don't think we ever really broke up. It was not like... Mm. We broke up. We just, shit, man, life went on and we had to figure it out.
Mm.
You know,
well, you had you had a couple of bangers.
Yeah, man. Thank God, man. We definitely, man, we got so much bangers that the world has still haven't heard this day, bro. Like,
and Interscope owns that shit?
They don't own those records.
Mm.
They own, well, Universal.
You don't own them, though?
No.
Damn.
No.
Fuck.
Yeah.
So did they sign you to like a 360 or what did they?
We did do a 360 deal.
Oh,
it
shit.
It was a 360 deal. But again, we didn't even get to the point to where we were doing like, I mean, we did shows, we traveled and we did, you know, appearances here and there. But to actually tour, we didn't really get to that point where we can actually have an I-15 tour. Like we were part of tours and
like opening,
you know,
up
opening
and shit,
acts
yeah.
and stuff.
They're
like
building
that.
You
but,
up. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, before we could actually catapult into, you know, shit happened.
Was this before Pretty Ricky?
This was, yeah.
Oh,
absolutely. We were right there when B2K had just popped off.
Mm.
We were like, we formed around that time.
Mm.
But B2K was so big,
right.
You know, that shit, man, they were trying to figure out again our image. How are we gonna market these dudes?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like we got three guys who are, you know, these dudes are really edgy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And
you're not like super pretty.
We're
boys
not
and
exactly,
shit.
We're not
yeah,
the
yeah.
traditional R&B group.
Right.
So they didn't know how to deal with that. Polo had a lot on his plate at the time. You know, we were over there with Kerry Hilson, Rich Boy, Hit Boy, Chasing Cass.
Rich Boy Sending that song.
Oh man,
banger, bro.
A big record.
Man, the Soulja Girl song though. Did you guys ever perform that shit?
Oh yeah, man. Shit, dude. Listen.
That's so fucking epic, bro.
Bro.
That is so epic.
When I tell people like that's me and my group singing, they're like, bullshit.
I'm video.
I'm like, go pull it up, bro. I was a little skinny, slim.
So skinny, bro. So skinny.
And I'm like, yo, that's me right there. That's like, honestly, like, yo, listen, minus the tats and stuff, but.
Yeah, preparing for this interview, I went back and I watched that video.
Yeah.
Watched a couple of the old videos and shit. And I was like, bro, it was skinny.
Yeah, man, I couldn't put on no weight for nothing, bro.
You're a fucking linebacker now, bro. For real.
Nah, man, you know what? Another passion of mine is fitness, you know.
And
just a healthy lifestyle, I believe in a balanced lifestyle, right? And again, I've always, outside of music, I've always been a fan of just like fitness,
right?
You know,
that's it. You be in the gym, dog.
It's for my sanity.
In the gym.
It's for my sanity. But I love it, man. I'm just as passionate about that world as I am about music.
Are we gonna see you like on stage somewhere with like a weird spray tan and a bikini and shit one day?
Is that the
path we're heading down right now, bro?
Listen, Blizzard out.
Fucking hilarious, bro.
I'm from Northtown now.
Oh,
my
God
whole
damn.
City would literally come after my ass if they see me on stage oiled up in some Speedos, bro.
With that, weird spray tan.
Not having it, man. I'm good, bro. Yeah. Okay.
Well, I know, because I listened to one of your other interviews, and there was a guy that, a bodybuilder that you really admire.
Yeah.
So I was wondering, because you be in the gym.
Yeah.
You know, you're not in the gym to be in shape. Like, you're in the gym, you're getting big in there. Like, look at you.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Man.
So I'm like, yo, is he really?
Nah, man. I'm in there just because I love it.
Okay, cool.
I absolutely fucking love it, man. Like,
that's dope.
I don't have no, like, I'm not going in there with a, I'm not training for a show, you know. I train as like I am an athlete,
right.
But I'm not going to fucking play professional football or nothing like that. I just do it because, again, I love this shit, man.
Right.
And health is wealth, man. Health really is it's the thing that's going to carry you through any and everything you want to do. You know what I'm saying? If we're not at our healthiest internally, bro, we're not going to be able to do anything.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
At its highest level, you know what I'm saying? So, and I believe in that. Like, the fucking gym for me is the fountain of youth.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so.
Yeah, because it's a peace of mind when you know you've been taking care of yourself.
Absolutely.
You know, like, you know, even if you get sick or whatever, like, you know you're good.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. Like, I built up the, exactly. Yeah. So, you know, for us, it's important that we, again, we have to cultivate and always constantly improve our immunity. We have to.
Right.
Because look at what's going on in the world right now, bro.
Right.
Like, motherfuckers is like going left and right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because, to be totally honest, and I've looked up the data, it's because people are unhealthy, man.
Exactly.
They have a lot of
comorbidities,
you know, yeah,
bro.
Bro, it's insane. It's like, fuck. And why aren't they speaking about this?
Mm.
You know, media. Why are they not?
We can get into
educating
it.
Whoa, that's a whole nother.
We can
get
into
whole,
it.
Exactly. So, know, but at the same time, though, I do this because when I want to, you know, if I want to sip, if I want to go, listen, I got balance.
Right. Exactly.
I got balance.
Exactly.
You feel me?
Yeah. You know, I'm not a big religious person. I don't know if you are.
Nah, not really.
Okay. Yeah.
Not really.
The one thing that always stuck with me from the Bible, though, is pretty much everything, not word for word, but everything is okay in moderation.
Absolutely.
Right.
I agree.
So you can do crack. In moderation. Right?
You can do crack.
It ain't gonna kill you in moderation.
It won't kill you.
Once a month?
If you want it, once a month. If
it's that's not gonna kill you.
You're right.
Alcohol.
You're right.
Alcohol.
Right. It's not gonna kill you. Hey, whatever you want to do, just be smart about
example.
It.
Bad example.
It is. But if we're being,
point, it still applies.
Exactly. It doesn't matter what it is.
Right.
It's just all about balance.
Yeah.
You know, I believe everybody should experience a new thing. You know what I'm saying? Whatever it is. It, that's up to you what you want, you know, I mean, what that new thing is.
Yeah, for
you
sure.
Know? And we don't, it's not our right to judge people.
Mm-hmm.
Let people be them, you know what I'm saying? But again, we also need to be mindful and smart about it, you know? And that's my whole philosophy, man, and my approach to life, bro. I don't, people take this shit so literal and like too serious sometimes.
Yeah.
Where they can't even enjoy fucking life.
Right.
You can't
so
even
polarized,
enjoy it.
Yeah. So. Man, your kids got to be lucky to have you as a dad, man.
Oh, man, thank you,
I was about
man.
To say,
thank
like,
you, bro, thank you.
You got to be, like, a great, like, role model to
man,
you
I
know,
love
these young
my,
cats.
I love my kids, man. Yeah. I love my children.
How many you got?
I have 4 girls and 1 boy.
My
four
boy,
girls.
My
yeah.
boy
yeah,
been,
I've been busy.
My boy been busy.
Yeah, I've been busy, bro.
Four girls.
Yeah, I gotta leave my mark on this.
Oh,
man.
Good lord!
When I leave, bro, I gotta make sure. You know what I'm saying?
You got more coming or what?
No, I'm done.
Oh, you're
I'm
done?
I got my boy this year, man. So.
Oh, so your boy is the baby?
Yeah, he's the baby.
Wow.
And I'm so. Let me tell you, man.
So like, you were. That's what you were just. You were
yeah,
just trying.
I needed
to
my boy. I needed him, bro. I need. He has to carry the. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, facts.
So,
that's funny, bro.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. It's a fucking. When I tell you, like, it's a circus, but it's the best circus ever that I've ever been to. You know what I'm saying?
And
I love it, man. I love my kids. They teach me. They don't even know, but they, like, I learn something new every day just from being a father. Like,
how old were you when you had your first one?
I was 23. 23.
Damn, young bull.
23, yeah.
Damn.
23.
Damn.
When I had my first one.
Damn. You got the snippy snip now, huh?
I don't have the snippy, but that's gonna have to happen.
Yeah, it's gotta happen.
It's gotta happen, bro.
Oh,
because I might be a little bit too, you know.
Yeah. So you had your first daughter around the same time that all that stuff happened.
I did.
Mm.
Yep. I Yeah, I was married at one point, and then
damn, you got married that young?
I did.
Whoa.
Yeah, I wanted, you know, again, I wanted to do it the right way.
Whoa.
You know.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? Our parents used to get married at so young, and man, that used to be normal.
That used to be normal,
bro.
That was like the, that's what, that was the Western, you know, ideal way to right. live. And
you know why though? You know why I think it used to be so young is because I don't think people used to live that long, right?
Yeah.
So they're like, yo, we got married at 20 years old because we only living to 50.
You right?
But now we're living to 80 or
right.
90.
Right.
You know,
right. That makes sense. I can see that. You know I mean? Can definitely see that.
I'm 30, bro.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine getting married.
Yeah.
I'm not even ready for marriage now.
Man, you know man. You know what? I can tell you this, man. From my experiences just through living, man, I'm still figuring it out, but I think that we have literally allowed people's ideologies and society's, you know, idea of what we should, the contingents of how we should, you know, like relationships. And it's yeah. like,
yeah,
that's not it. No.
Yeah, we're programmed.
It. Yeah, yeah. That's mm-hmm. that's not it. Like, we have to deprogram ourselves.
Yeah.
So that we can really make better sound decisions mm-hmm. on everything we do. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah. Man, that must have been tough being like, you know, at having that level of fame and people mm-hmm. like you're an R&B singer.
Yeah.
You probably got pussy falling out of your pockets. You know what I mean?
Man, listen.
You know what I'm saying? Like, how did you?
Man, listen, bro.
Discipline, bro.
I tell you, it was discipline. And because I was married so early, like when all that stuff was going on, you know, it kind of allowed me to block all that stuff out. You know what I'm saying? Because it's there, man. It's dangerous, the power that fame and clout can get you. Because girls will just throw themselves at you. They don't got to know anything about you. You could be the most evil motherfucker, bro. But because you have clout and you have status, they'll jump into bed with you. They'll jump into bed with you, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's ultimate power, bro. Or people will just do shit for you. You know what I mean? Just because you have, you know, clout.
Right.
That's insane, bro. That's insane to me. It really fucking to this day is like, people don't like stop to think about what this shit does to them.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying like I'm perfect because people I've seen in my lifetime that like I was like, oh shit, like fucking throat dropped to my stomach. Like when I met fucking my idol, like Usher was one of my idols. Like I can understand, like I'm no homo, but I can understand what it does to people psychologically.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
When you're like a fan.
When you're a fan, exactly. Yeah. And you don't understand like that power. Like you're vulnerable at that moment. Like you're just vulnerable. And
it's a weird psychology thing that happens, huh?
That and these motherfuckers who are controlling the media and entertainment, they know that. That's why they empower certain people, certain artists, certain things and shit like that. And
it's a drug. It's the most dangerous drug.
Jay-Z said it the best, bro.
Dangerous drug, bro.
He said it the best, bro.
How have you dealt with it though? How have you been able to kind of deflect the people that just want to be around?
I'll tell you like this. My father, bro. My father is that's my biggest idol. Like, my father instilled so much information, and he always made it, like, abundantly clear, no matter what, you're no different from the janitor, bro. You're no different. So don't ever think, for whatever it is you do, that you're more, but you're not. Because at the end of the day, we're all leaving this fucking place the same way.
Exactly.
And that's how I've always dealt with it. I don't know how everybody else deals with it, but you can't, you know. I think him and like putting that shit in me and my brothers and sisters' brains, when I did like experience like success and money and fame, that shit was there to remind me. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, chill. Relax. You feel me?
Especially being young.
Exactly. Relax. So that's always been there, and it's still there to this day. Like, you know what I'm saying? I understand, you know, I understand it all, and I'm appreciative. But at the same time, again, like we spoke about earlier, you know, I'm no different from you, bro.
Right.
So don't look at me like I'm, that's why when I hear the word legend, I'm like, yo, that shit's weird to me. Yeah. You feel me? It's just weird, bro. It's weird.
Well, I'm a fan. I'm a fan of the culture.
I'm
such a Vegas. I tweeted this the other day. I said, I'm basically the Nardwuar of Las Vegas hip hop. I was a fan since I was a kid.
Nah, man. And then, I can tell you like this, bro. Like every time I've seen you and when we first met,
yeah,
I'm like, yo, this dude has a genuine love for this shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's inspiring.
Yeah.
That's
I remember the first time I met you. It was at a CM Deluxe's birthday party in the hotel.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, 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 yeah. We shot the morning after that.
And I was real close with Valet at that time. Yeah. He introduced me. I was like, yo, this is Castro, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because, like, you know, as a fan, bro, like, and shit, I told Dizzy, because I'm a fucking fanboy of Dizzy.
For sure.
And I have
sure.
no fucking no, shame as you saying should, that.
As,
you know, what I mean?
As you shouldn't, you shouldn't. You know what I'm saying? Because there's nothing wrong with, again, when we can have something that inspires us,
mm-hmm.
that motivates us,
yeah.
there's nothing to be ashamed about, bro.
Yeah, facts.
You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I'm a fan of all kind of shit. Like you was talking about, like, not just bodybuilding, but if I see anybody that I see have passion and whatever it is they do, that shit inspires me and I become a fan,
mm-hmm.
because that makes me want to work harder. That makes me want to achieve something that I've never achieved before. You exactly, feel me? Yeah. So when you're sure of yourself, bro, you should never have to worry about that
no,
shit.
Facts.
You know
what I mean? No,
fuck
facts,
whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, you know, like, it's like another weird psychology thing that I think a lot of people these days are just, you know, everybody wants to be the guy. Everybody wants to be the man. Everybody thinks they're famous. They got 10,000 followers. They think they're famous and shit. But
man.
You walk in a room, nobody knows who you are.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And so people are kind of scared to, they get around you and you and they know who you are, but they don't say nothing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
They don't show love or they don't just acknowledge you. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And
it's an ego thing.
It's an ego thing.
It's an ego thing, right?
Yeah. Do you do mushrooms?
No.
Oh.
No, I never have.
Mm.
I've always seen people, I've been around people that do it and they look like they're having the fucking greatest of times.
Well, you should try it.
I will. Well, you know what? I'm such a and here's something that
it
people-
It dissolves the ego.
That's what I've been hearing. Even psychedelics,
yeah.
right? Like mm-hmm. that's what it does.
Mm-hmm.
I've been hearing about that. I got a buddy of mine who's really big on it. And yeah, he was telling me, it's like, it's one of those things that will really like allow you to put life into perspective totally different. It'll kill all of that.
Yeah, I was talking to Sebastian Reynoso last night.
Uh-huh.
He was here. He performed last night.
Oh, okay, dope.
Yeah,
super
yeah,
dope.
Yeah, and I was talking to him, and he was like, "Yeah, I'm about to go to do this writing camp up in Utah." I don't know if he wants me to say this out loud, but I was like, "So basically, you're just going up and doing drugs and writing music, like you know what I mean, to the mountains and shit."
That happens.
And then he was like, he was telling me about shrooms and shit, him doing mushrooms, and he was like, he did mushrooms, and he was like. That was the first time I realized God was real.
Yeah.
He said that. I was like,
yeah, no, you know what? That it's crazy to think, but I've heard that a lot from a lot of different people, bro. Like, and shit,
Let's do it together.
Man, fuck, man. I'm going to tell you like this.
Don't be scared, bro.
I am.
Don't be scared.
I'm scared as shit.
You got to be ready, bro.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, beyond all this fitness shit, I am a fucking pussy when it comes to doing anything, bro.
Yeah,
I'll drink at the most. And listen, a lot of people don't know me, bro. I was a square up until, when I started, achieving success solo in music. Like, it's when I, acquired drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And I would smoke occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
And it was because it took some of the edge off of the person. But other than that, man, I'm a fucking...
I'm a square too, bro. E squared podcast. Bro. I'm a square, bro. You know, you're not a square. It's not a bad thing. You're just the most successful people I know are squares.
Listen, what we have to do is, if we do it, we got to make sure we're by a hospital or something.
No, because you're already getting started on a bad foot, bro. You got to be ready to embrace. You know what I mean?
I've heard that if you go in scared and nervous, you have a bad trip.
Exactly.
That's why
be ready to
I don't
embrace,
know. I don't know if I'm ready for that. I have to train myself.
I understand what you're saying, because I didn't do it for a long, long time, right? Because I was like, what if I have a bad trip? And that's all I could think about. I was just scared, right? But I was acting out of fear.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So when I realized, let me embrace, and I just want this human experience. I want to experience as much as I can while I'm alive.
Right.
So all my friends that people I trust are saying this is something that this is good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So what am I scared of? Why am I acting out of fear? Because I'll tell you why. It's because society, America, has demonized and criminalized this fucking plant that actually helps a lot of people.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
So that's the deprogramming that we have to do.
Yeah.
It's not a bad thing. We've just been told it was a bad thing.
You're right. And people said this the same to see, and to that point, I've had people speak about, you know, marijuana the same way.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And I've had good experiences and I've had bad experiences.
Well,
And,
weed
but,
is,
but listen,
weed can turn on you.
But I think it's because I am a hypochondriac. Is that what they call them?
Like
you worry too, like when you overthink shit.
You have like a panic attack.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right though.
Let's do it, bro.
Yeah, we'll do it.
Let's do it together, bro.
We'll do it. Fuck it.
Fuck it. That's, fuck it, man. Exactly. Fuck That's it, the yo. Attitude you gotta have, bro. Fuck it.
Yep.
Oh yeah. So we'll have another episode after the fact, and we'll revisit that.
Exactly.
That experience,
post shroom session.
You're gonna come in here with like a fucking a shaman outfit and shit. I can see you singing.
Might
and
be
shit.
In my bodybuilding. My bodybuilding spandex.
Oh God, please no, bro. Please no. So I've been watching your journey for so long, bro. Uh-huh. But what I want to know is like where before I-15, before all that, like how did that even come to be? And then like when did you know you wanted to like be a singer and not just be a singer, but like be in the music business?
Man, I've told this story like a million times.
Oh shit, sorry.
But it's okay. No, it's okay. It's okay. No. It's okay. It's okay. I'll tell it again. Listen, I knew I wanted to do music only for one reason. When I seen some buddies of mine at school singing and it got all the girls, I was like, shit, I want to do that. That's exactly what I'm about to do. I didn't know how to sing. I never sang before in my life.
How old are you?
I was 12, I think 12. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was in junior high school. And man, it was lunchtime and we were in like the field area. And it was just these group of girls crowded. Like, and I'm thinking to myself, like somebody about to scrap, like somebody fighting. Like, so I go up. And as I get closer, I'm hearing motherfuckers singing. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is this?
They were serenading them.
And I'm like, they tripping. I'm like, yo.
I need to be that.
I want to be that guy. So, that's all it took. The same day, I went home, started singing, and was practicing. Mm. And then I was singing in my room. I mean, my mom, rest her soul, she gave me, like, the confirmation of, like, yo, you could do this, like, because you sound good. She thought it was the radio. Mm. It was like, yo, me and my brother, we were in the room. My mom, he was all like, turn that motherfucking radio off. That's my mom. She like that black, strong, outspoken, yo, I'll whoop your ass in public. Right, you know what I mean? Right. You know, and she hit me with that. And I'm like, my brother was like, nah, that's not the radio. That's such and such. Mm. And she was like, oh, you sound great, son, but take your ass to bed. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? So that shit stuck with me.
Yeah,
I was like, yo, I'm gonna try this out. Let me see how far I can go with this.
Right. You know, so you had a talent, and that's how you kind of discovered it.
I guess so. Yeah. I never knew because nobody in my family did music. Like nobody. Mm. So yeah, it was cool.
And you just were consistent.
Yeah.
Do you remember like your first studio session?
I do, man. I was so fucking nervous. I remember I was trash. I didn't know anything about fucking recording. Yeah. I knew nothing about like the things that come with singing, like especially in the studio, you know, it's totally different from singing live. And like when, like right now, like I can hear myself through this microphone, you know, and you got to control that shit while singing. Your pitch has got to be all. It was tough, man. But
did you have like vocal coaches or people like anybody around you like that was singing and musically inclined?
I met Pyro. Shout out to my big, not big brother, but I'm the big brother because I'm a couple days older, only 3 days older. Shout out to my brother, Pyro the God, AKA Daz. Man, I met this dude in junior high school going into high school, right?
Oh, really?
I met him.
So he's from the north too, huh?
He's from Chicago.
Oh.
And he moved to Vegas and he just so happened to move to the north. So I met him through an ex girlfriend of mine. And yo, this dude was fucking professional, like a professional at the age of 13, like vocally. Mm. And that shit blew my mind because I never heard no shit like that. And ever since then, like when she told me, like, I got a friend who sings, and I'm like, oh yeah, let me hear him. You know, I'm thinking like, oh no, I can sing. I can sing, goddamn it. He not fucking with me. Bro, I heard this fool, bro, and I was like, yo. Where have I been? What have I been doing?
It's levels.
It's levels to this shit. And when he sang, let me tell you, man, I was like a little girl, man. I ain't gonna lie to you. Yeah, please, please, pretty please. I was like a little girl, bro. And I I made it. I didn't give a shit if he wanted to be my friend or not. I was going to force him to be my friend because, damn it, I need this knowledge. I need to know how you do this. How do you do this? How did you, be, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm that guy. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm that annoying guy who, if I see you doing something, yo, I need you to teach me because I'm curious. I'm interested. Mm. You know what I mean? Especially if I have a desire for it. I'm that guy. I'm the annoying guy. Like, I'm going to bug the fuck out of you, you know? Yeah. And I ever since then, me and him been fucking tight, bro.
Damn, that's
tough. He's my musical, like, idol.
So you guys were just two kids.
Two kids.
From Vegas.
Two kids from Vegas, bro.
Wow.
Yep. And that's how it all started.
That was way before, like, the scene is anything like it is now.
Oh, man, that was 2000. That was 2000, going into, like, 2001.
Mm. Yep. So what was the move that, like, took you to the next level?
He was a solo artist, right? He was signed to Jackie Jackson, Michael Jackson's older brother. Mm. He had a label, and just dealing with him, just trying to just learn, you know, how to just become a better vocalist. Mm-hmm. I started getting into the business part of it, just learning about it because, you know, from him.
Right.
And he, you know, didn't want to do the solo thing no more for whatever reason. And, it was like, yo, let's form a group. And excuse me, that's what we did. Mm-hmm. You know, we were like, yo, we should pick up one more member. Mm-hmm. The people that he was dealing with behind the scenes was still involved with him. Mm-hmm. And they were like, yo, let's just bring you guys out to LA. I know of a cat. We met him, instantly hit it off. The chemistry was there, and we formed a group. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And now we're looking for a name. Yo, what's the name gonna be? What, like, how did this all come together? You know,
how old were you guys at this time?
We were 14.
Oh shit!
Yeah, 14. 14 at the time. Yeah, 14. 14, 15. Yeah, yeah, we were young as shit, bro. Mm-hmm. And I remember, bro, like being back then, I was so focused. Like, you know, most high school people, they would, you know, they want to go to football games, parties. Bro, we weren't doing none of that shit. We were in his garage. On his MP3, he was making beats at the time. Mm. You know, Pyro was still even making beats back then. Mm. Writing songs, recording, you know what I mean? Like, we were locked in. Mm. I wish we had fucking Instagram and all this other shit that we do now then. Mm-hmm. And I'll show you, like, yo, what this shit really takes.
Right, we
were fucking dedicated. Like,
you guys wouldn't have put in all that work if you had Instagram. Man, you'd have been distracted.
Yeah, you're right. We would have been fucking majorly distracted. I'm glad it didn't happen. You're right.
Yeah,
it's a gift and a curse. It would have been a gift and a curse.
Thanks.
We formed the group I-15 because I-15 is the freeway that connects LA and Vegas, right? California and Nevada.
Okay.
And that's how we came up with the name. That's you know, how we bridged the gap between us. So.
Dope.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's cool, man.
Good journey, man. You guys were together for a minute before you got picked up by Polo?
Yeah, exactly. When did we sign with? We signed with Interscope in 2006. 2006 is when we signed.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. 2006. Mm. But we had been together since like 2000, 2001.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it took a minute before we actually got officially signed.
Yeah, did he just reach out to you guys or like?
Man, we were shopping for a deal, right? Mm. We were shopping for a deal. We had the single already, Lost in Love. We had already had the single. Shout out to J.R. Hudson, phenomenal producer that the world needs to know about a lot. Again, there's a lot of talent in this world. And people in the backgrounds that don't get their recognition due to, you know, the bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
But he produced him and my brother AJ. Shout out to my brother AJ, man. Another fucking one of the dopest with the pen, man. He wrote the record. We recorded it. And that record, we already knew once we recorded that record, this shit is a smash.
Mm.
Like, this is going to get us a deal, no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
And we took meetings with everybody from Jive, Columbia, Interscope, Def Jam, everybody, you name it. I'm talking about we were in there doing showcases, performing for the fucking CEOs of the company, bro. Mm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Right. Dance moves and all, bro. Sweating my ass off. Singing like
in the boardroom.
Shit, that you know what I mean? Like, uh-huh. I don't even think that happens anymore, bro.
No, I see some clips, but it's like weird. Yeah, that had to be weird, huh?
It was fucked. That was the fun part about it. Like, yo, fuck that. I don't mind showing you what I got.
Right.
I'm about to show you what I can do.
You know, there's money on the other
end. Exactly.
Yeah.
Versus now, they want to fucking sign you off of, Oh, you got how many followers?
Exactly.
Oh, this how many comments you got?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Cool.
Right.
And then they realize, like, oh, shit.
No talent.
You feel me? Like, that shit was all
this
made
kid,
up.
We can't sustain this.
Exactly. Yeah, so, that shit was fun. Mm. That shit was, that was the most exciting shit, man. I like pressure. Mm. You feel me? Like, mm-hmm. I'm the kind of, I like fucking pressure. Because mm-hmm. it brings out the best in me. And that's what it did. Like, you know, you up there in front of this motherfucker can change your life.
Yeah.
Okay, shit, I'm about to, man. Mm-hmm. Let me make sure I drink all this fucking tea. Mm-hmm. Let me make sure, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Let me make sure I'm on point. So that shit was fun, man. Mm-hmm. I love that shit. That's the most, like, exciting shit about this, man. Being able to just, man, go
that's
out there.
That's probably, looking back on it, those are probably, like, some of the best days, huh?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Because that was before even then, I was still a young pup, and I didn't really know anything about the industry.
Right.
All I knew was, like, yo, mm-hmm. I got an opportunity.
Right.
For my music to be heard and to be known, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Like, the world can really get this now. You mm-hmm. know, our stance was always like, "Yo, no, fuck that. We need to be happy and make sure that we're dope before we mm-hmm. try and sell music to anybody."
You know
what I'm saying? And that's what we did. Yeah. That's what we did. You know, so hell yeah, that's one of the greatest moments, man. I'll always cherish those fucking memories, bro.
Yeah,
always.
Yeah, and so Polo to Don, he picked you up.
So at the time. Right, like when we were shopping for a deal, Polo was like the hottest shit on the scene.
Right.
I mean, he had fucking smashes on the radio, like left
to right. Did I say
Polo
to Don? Is that right?
Yeah, no, that's right. Oh, Polo to Don. Yeah.
Like that sounded.
No, that's
okay,
right.
Okay.
He had fucking smashes. Like he was killing the game. He was like the top head honcho.
Yeah.
Somehow our record came across his desk, and he was like, "We knew of him, you know, and we were just shocked to like." Know that he knew of us, and he was like, "Yo, I want to have a meeting with y'all." We actually did a meeting. It was with Jazzy Faye at the time.
Well, you had a meeting with Jazzy Faye?
Hell yeah. Well, I forgot records with Jazzy Faye, bro. Like, shout out to Jazzy Faye, bro. That's big bro. He's, bro, Jazzy Faye was another one of those guys who was so successful, but he didn't allow, like, the industry to, like, you know what I mean, mold him, right?
Infiltrate him.
Exactly. Yeah. And he, man, he seen us back then and gave us a shot and was working with us, you know. We were going to sign with his company. But for whatever reason, we didn't, you know, from, you know, the business stuff. It came across Polo's desk. Polo heard it, loved it. He gave us the deal that, you know, we couldn't refuse. You know what I'm saying? So, and we end up just we end up just signing with him through Interscope.
That good old 360.
Yeah. Well, that was the label. That was that label shit. You know what I'm saying? Like we were signed through Zone Vore, distributed through Interscope.
Got you. That had to be a super exciting time.
Fuck, super exciting time.
And it had to be super disappointing for it not to last that long.
Oh, bro.
Demoralizing.
God, bro, it was demoralizing.
Did you
want to
quit?
Hell yeah.
Like quit music all in general?
I did. I absolutely did. Like,
oh, you did?
Yeah. I speak about this, you know, going into like, before going into like the solo thing, I didn't do music. I was
for how long?
Fuck that. That was like maybe like 3-4 years. I like kind of just like was done with music completely.
That's a long time.
Yeah, man. I was done. I had to fucking, to get money, bro.
Yeah, facts.
You feel me? Facts. I got kids now.
Yeah.
I can't play with this shit. You know, as much as I love music, this shit ain't producing the kind of fruit I need to produce right now.
Right.
So I did any and everything it took to fucking provide for mine. So. But I always still did music. Like, I still created. You know, I just wasn't putting shit out. You know, and a lot of people are asking that question now. Why you ain't putting no music out? Why you? Listen.
You
I know this shit, man. I know this shit. I know we segueing into this.
I was getting to it.
It's good. We good. We there. I'm already ahead of you. So, me knowing what I do know now, you know, I'm not as pressed, right? Yeah. But at the same time, I know that people fuck with me. And they want the music. Yeah. I've pissed off a lot of people, I know, because they're like, man, put some fucking music out, man.
Yeah, for real.
You know what I mean? They're like I've lost fans for that. Yeah, and I get it. Yeah. And trust me, it's not that I'm like purposely like doing this. This shit comes down to everything has to be calculated. Everything has to make sense.
You feel like you overthink it though?
I think every creator does. That's just a fucking, that's a given. If you are a creator of anything, you're going to overthink regardless because when you're a perfectionist, you're a perfectionist.
Right.
But for me, it's just really, I want to make sure that I deliver, it has to be delivered in the right fashion. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta like package it up.
All of that stuff from, you know, how I execute to making sure that I'm ready mentally. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Like, I have to be ready.
Yeah. Are you signed right now?
No. I wasn't signed when I put out Get Home.
Oh, really?
No. I did that all independently.
What?
Yeah. Yep. I had some private investors, you know, and we fucking, bro, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I gained so much knowledge.
I thought you were signed to Empire.
I'm doing it. I got distribution through Empire.
Oh, okay.
Right
now, I got you.
Right?
Like, I got you.
But I'm not signed exclusively to no one.
Okay. I got you.
You know, and even then, I wasn't even signed to Empire when that happened.
Mm. You know? That was an epic moment.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
For Las Vegas, I want to thank you for that.
Oh, man. Man.
On behalf of the city, bro, I love you for that.
Oh, man.
We all
love
you.
Too, bro. Thanks,
yeah,
man.
Like, we
thanks.
Love you for your whole
that.
For your whole catalog. But that was like a moment where, like, it just like inspired everybody, lit a
thank
fire
you.
Under everybody that was in the culture doing music on the scene.
Man.
Bro, it was like, what?
See, and,
he
and
got Domingos in the North? Like, he got what?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
what?
Yeah. Shout out to Domingos and then my dudes,
yeah,
man.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
A lot of them, yo, and I'm happy, man. I'm happy that I was able, I'm able like to do that for people.
Mm-hmm.
I really am because I'm me and you the same, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, we come from the same, bro. I grew up on fucking food stamps. Mm-hmm. I grew up on Section 8.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so if I can do it, anybody can fucking do it.
Yeah.
You just got to equip this mindset of this is what the fuck I'm about to do.
Facts.
And I'm going to get there by any means necessary.
Facts.
Or what I got to do, this is what I got to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So it's humbling to hear that. When I was like, when all that shit happened, I didn't even realize how big it was because I was so like, it was so new. And such a like a fresh thing. It was like really a fresh start. It was the landscape was different from me doing it solely than when I did it with the group.
Right,
it's totally different.
Right.
So fucking different, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just being in the trenches of all that, I didn't really realize. Like, and I hear it now, like from people saying, like, I'm like, fuck, bro, that's crazy.
It was a monumental moment.
It's fucking crazy, bro.
Shed a lot of light.
Shit,
you know what's crazy,
man,
though, is that like Vegas R&B does not get any, like, everybody talks about Las Vegas hip hop and rappers.
Right,
and
right.
Shout
yeah,
out to
course.
The scene, we
of
love
course.
You, but
yeah, yeah.
Yo, like 702,
yeah.
JR Castro,
bro,
Neo, you
yep.
know what I mean?
Yep.
Even
yep.
though Neo loves to shit on the city whenever he gets a chance, but it's
yeah.
okay,
yeah, because he's not, well,
he went
he's
to El Dorado,
born here, right?
He went to El Dorado, though,
yeah,
you go to high school here, you're from here,
yeah, true, yeah. true,
it's
you're
okay,
right.
it's okay,
right.
Neo,
but
it's
all
good,
yeah, it's all good,
have you ever worked with him?
Yeah. I haven't. Mm. I haven't worked with him. I knew, you know what's fucking crazy? I knew his sister very well. She used to date one of my homeboys, and this is before Neo popped, and even like when I was still on the come up, I remember my boy telling me, like, yeah, my girl's brother does music. And at the time, that was when he wrote the record, That Girl, for Marcus Houston.
Mm.
She's like, yo,
that
girl,
yeah,
if I want it. That was a fucking dope ass record, too, by the way.
Neo wrote that?
Neo wrote that shit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Neo wrote a lot of shit before, you know, him coming out as an artist.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, I knew of him then,
mm.
right? Just behind the scenes, and then he popped off, and, you know, the rest was history, and I was like, yo, that's dope.
You guys got to work together. I feel like it's
We need to, man.
Yeah.
Neo, if you hear this, man, holler at me, man.
I feel like if you just put the bat signal out there, you know, you can just go on Instagram,
yeah.
like your stories, tag
yeah.
Neo, like, Neo, what's
yeah.
up?
See, but I'm so fucking... just like reserved when it comes to that kind of shit.
Yeah.
And people get on me for that. Like, you should read. I'm like, man, listen, man, if it happened, it happened. I just kind of be
that.
In my own world and just, you know, I don't ever want to be the guy to press nobody.
Okay,
you feel
so
me?
I feel that. I'm going to drop a gem on you, though, that somebody just dropped on me. Shout out to my boy Angel.
Mm-hmm.
He just dropped this gem on me the other day. He said, because I was going out for like this job, this bartending audition at the pool for this summer, right? And I know the manager there, right? And and so I did the interview, whatever, went well, and then I hit him up and I'm like, yo, should I text the manager? Should I text her? Whatever.
Yeah.
You know what he said to me, bro? He said, the squeaky wheel gets the grease.
That's a fact.
And that,
I love that.
Fucked me up.
I love that.
That fucked me up.
Damn, I love that.
I love that so much.
Fuck, I'm gonna write that on Instagram right now.
Squeaky wheel.
Hold on, right. I'm about to write that shit right now, right? Hold on. Wait one fucking minute. They about to get this quote.
I wouldn't have J.R. Castro sitting across from me right now if I didn't ask.
My brother. Nah, you know what? Man, listen,
you know
see, we learn something new every day.
Yeah, man.
We learn something new every day. Like, I'm fucking like, you're right. You're right.
Just ask.
You're right.
What's the worst you can say? No.
You're right. I got to get my ego in check.
It might be a little bit of ego.
It definitely
humbleness.
Is. It is.
Because you know you're qualified for that. if anybody's qualified, you're qualified. And you guys are from the same city.
Yeah.
That has to, I feel like that has to happen.
Man, I would be fucking great.
Yeah. But then again, I hear you with Don't Force Me. The timing is everything. Mm-hmm. Timing is.
See?
I know. It's a
balance. That,
like,
is that. It's but weird. You're right, it's though. Tricky. But I fucking love that. The squeaky wheel gets the grease.
Fucks my head
up. That
is
a fucking bar, bro.
Fuck my head up.
I love it. See, I love shit like I write shit like that down in my phone, and I have a shitload of them. Yeah. And I know you follow my gram. I'll be posting shit all the time.
Yeah, bro.
I hear some shit. I'm like, yo, the world got to get this. Yeah. They got to get this.
Yeah.
Because that's some real shit, man.
Man, that shit fucked me up. Shout out my boy Angel.
That's some profound shit.
That is some fucking deep shit.
As simple as it is, as it makes sense, but that's deep as fuck, man. I'm a thinker, bro. That's what I'm saying. Like, dope, man. You're right, man. Fuck. Damn, hit him, Neo. Fuck, man.
Hit him up, bro.
Neo, man. The fuck man. Come on.
Yeah, man. If anybody's qualified, you are, bro. You fucking worked with. You got songs with Timbaland. I mean, the list goes on and on. Is it looking back on that now? Is like, is that even the people that you may not have records with, but you have relationships with? Is it just like weird to you? Is it normal to you?
It is.
This point,
it's still weird, bro. Because again, I'm a fan too. Like, I'm still a fan.
Right.
I can still remember growing up listening to these people's records, seeing these motherfuckers on TV, and like, yo, they're dope as fuck.
Mm.
And to fast forward to be able to have sat in the room and soak up the knowledge and be a part of creativity with them, I wouldn't trade that shit for the world, man. Mm-hmm. It's the most beautiful thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Just the wisdom, for real. Really, like, the knowledge and the wisdom that I gained from just being a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I take that with me.
Yeah.
And I can give it to somebody else. Mm-hmm. You know, I can give it to somebody else who may feel the same way about me. Mm-hmm. Yo, listen. Because they were that inviting with me. You know what I'm saying? And I'm forever grateful for that.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah. Because it could be weird. You know, like, sometimes when I get around people that I really fucking admire and respect, you know what I mean?
They're not as inviting.
Maybe they don't know who I am. Most of the time, they don't know who I am. So it gets weird. Well, sometimes, but like, not, it gets weird in my mind. Mm-hmm. I'm like, damn, do I say something? You know, of course I'm going to like go say, yo, I'm a fan.
Yeah.
But like, what, beyond that, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Have you been in a room where you're like, I don't know what to say to this person?
I've had some weird ones.
Because those relationships behind the scenes and the way you act behind the scenes plays a big part in like, if that relationship will come to fruition.
Right. I mean? Absolutely. Absolutely. So you got to kind of like be mindful.
Yeah. Like, you know, just, I'm not saying like, I don't know, like you got to be yourself at all times.
Right.
But yeah, it's just like a,
but
like,
even with that,
it's like
though,
a dance though. You know, when you deal with people like,
absolutely,
like famous people, like that have people come up to them, up to them all the time.
All the time. Exactly. Right, so. Exactly. Yeah. So your stance has to be a little bit, an approach has to be a little bit strategic.
Right.
You got to think about it because, you got to think. They deal with this all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you're right. And if you want to make a first impression, that first impression needs to stick.
Yeah.
So, I've dealt with that before. But I also do believe in, like you said, I'm going to be my fucking self.
Mm-hmm.
And if myself isn't good enough, then oh, well.
That's you just got to fall back on that.
Yeah, just fall back. Whatever. It'll happen when it happens.
Right.
You know, and it's the same concept that we talk about. It happened what happened. These people know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in rooms with these people.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know what I'm saying? Here's what I have learned about this shit. People don't like threats.
Mm.
If they see you as a threat, they don't even fuck with you.
No chance.
Mm. Because you're a threat to them.
Right?
I'm the kind of alpha male. I embrace other alpha males. I love that shit.
Because
it inspires me. It makes me want to be better. You feel me? But I've learned that not everybody's like that.
Mm.
Not everybody can take certain energies and frequencies that matches theirs.
If somebody's in the, like, if I'm not the most talented person in the
room. If I'm not the light of the room.
Whoever it is, gotta go.
Yeah, you gotta go. Or I'm gonna give you some foul energy.
And I've dealt
with that so much, man. I laugh at that shit because that's some personal insecure shit that you need to address at some point in your life. Or else, goddammit, you're gonna shut everybody out. You're gonna shut everybody out.
It's a dance. It's a dance.
It's definitely a fucking dance.
Yeah, man. Dealing with famous people and shit can get weird.
As fuck.
It can get weird as fuck.
As fuck, bro. To the point where it's like, shit.
Do you like to go out? Like, do you like to, like, you know, cause, you know, when you walk in the room, I don't care what club, what day it is, people are gonna know who you are. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's happened.
Especially in the city.
I'll tell you like this. I try to go in the rooms where they don't. Mm. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Just because I don't like that kind of attention. Mm. I genuinely don't.
Am I going to catch you at like Stoney's Country Club?
You might fuck around. I've been there before, goddammit.
With a fucking cowboy hat on.
And a fucking
undercover.
And a big ass drop of beer, bro. You fucking right. You might catch me there, bro. I'll be there.
That's
but to your point, but you know, listen, I genuinely like it. I know I shouldn't care what people think about me, right? And to a point I do. Mm. Because I'm not trying to weird out nobody. Just me being in there makes you feel inferior. Like,
that's the insecure.
That's some insecure shit. But I also don't want to put myself in that situation where I got to deal with that energy.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Yeah.
So I won't place myself there.
Yeah.
I'd rather go over here where it's much mellow and nobody don't know who the fuck I am.
Right.
You know, not the urban setting. You feel me? So I'm going to Stoney's, bro.
I'm going
to chill to where I can't got to worry about this bullshit.
I can blend in too, my boy.
You know what I'm saying?
Dude, what's your working relationship like? Who do you choose to work with? How do you go about people reaching out to you to do tracks and stuff?
Man, I've recently, to be totally honest, I've been working with a lot of people, man. They've been whether it's through social media, through people that know me, that may text me.
Mm-hmm.
I've been working with a lot of like new artists and stuff mm-hmm. like that, just because at one point I wasn't, because I was being ducked off from the world.
Mm-hmm.
But lately I've been just fucking working with people who just want to work, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people have dreams and aspirations to do certain things, and again I've been in their shoes to where they feel like, fuck, I don't want to reach out to such and such because they may not fuck with me.
Yeah.
But I'm a fan. Right. You know, and if they fuck with me, I'm like, oh fuck it. You fuck with me, I fuck with you.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So let's do it. Let's see what comes out of this.
Dope.
If something comes out of it, it does. If it doesn't, hey, whatever. We got the experience.
Right.
We got to work with each other and cool, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm not tripping off of none of that, man. So
What about as far as the city goes?
As far as the city goes,
artists coming up, R&B artists coming up.
R&B, you know what? I've been working with a lot of rappers. Not too many R&B
really?
People. Yeah, a lot of rappers. Mm. A lot of rappers want singing on their hooks, right? They want fucking R&B singers on their hooks. So I've been working with a lot of like rappers. Shout out to my boy Bishop here.
Shout out Bishop.
Yeah, Bishop in the building.
What's your Instagram, bro?
Bishop with the juice.
Bishop with the juice. I put that in a little shit.
Yeah.
When I put it out.
Man, super, man. When I tell you, and listen, I'm so critical when it comes to just music in general. And if I'm, listen, he got it, man.
Yeah.
He got it.
Okay, I'm going to check him out.
In terms of just lyricism, cadences, he gets it.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, and I'm excited, man, for the world to experience it, because it's definitely a fucking treat.
You sound like his manager. His manager?
I'm not even his manager. No, I'm just a homie. I'm a fan. That's what I'm saying. Look, I'm a fucking fan.
Yeah.
This is how I talk when I'm a fan, bro. I'm still a fan. I'm a consumer, goddammit. Even though I make music, I'm still a fucking consumer.
Hey, people love to have musical opinions that aren't qualified.
You're absolutely fucking right.
But you, my friend, are qualified.
Thank you, brother.
So when you check somebody out, I'm checking them out. Let me stand on this real quick, goddamn it, because I can listen. If anybody's certified to tell you, I've heard a lot of bullshit through my time,
and I still do.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I've worked with some people that I ain't gonna lie that was like, shit. But at the same time, I don't.
Would you work with somebody that you know is ass for a bag?
I have.
For a bag, though?
I have.
Are you still?
And I'm not even going to lie about it. I have. But at the same, it's not that they just need work, right?
Right. They're not good at that point in time.
Exactly. Yeah. But again, they might want to fuck with me just because they want to, listen, this mm-hmm. is somebody I'm a fan of, and I want to give them that experience. I don't want to rob them of that.
Mm.
You feel me? If I can make a little, whatever, cool.
Yeah.
But at the same time, for me, it's like, yo, man, they fuck with me, you know?
Yeah.
Because I know how it was when I was there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wasn't always here. So I always want to kind of, you know, make sure that I don't forget that. And, you know, if I can bridge that, I'm going to bridge that, bro.
Mm-hmm. Dope.
And I've had industry people go, you shouldn't be doing this, or you shouldn't. Listen.
Yeah.
That's because you're trying to carry a certain facade.
Right.
And a certain image. I know who the fuck I am.
Mm-hmm.
I know what I'm about. I know where I come from, and I know where the fuck I'm going.
Mm.
You know? Facts. I don't do this for clout. I don't do this for nothing but the love of music, man. Mm. That's it. That's it.
Yeah.
So.
Damn. You know,
it is what it is.
Yeah, it's a crazy.
I don't know if a lot of people can say. I don't know if a lot of people can say that, but I know I can say that for sure.
Yeah,
and I've been. You talk about. I've been. Where to the point where I've had it all, like I've had it, and I've shared it,
mm-hmm.
and didn't mind. And lost it all, mm-hmm. and then certain people have it, they wouldn't even think to share it.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Yeah,
I've been in that place, and I'm like, I'm not gonna let this. I'm not going to let this, like, change me.
Right.
You feel me?
One moment.
I'll be more life, smart. Yeah. I'll be more, you know, swift on my feet.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to let it change at the core who I am. Yeah. You feel me? So.
Yeah, when I think about everything you've been through with just the music and the ups and the downs, and I look at you right now, you got your head on your shoulders.
Thank you, brother.
You know, you probably, I'm sure you talk to people in the industry that you know are just.
Yeah.
They're just not there anymore.
They're not there anymore.
They're
bro.
Sucked into the game.
They have been fucking.
They've been
exactly.
They've gotten sipped, bent
over. They sipped the juice, bro. Yeah.
They got bent over.
They got bent over, bro. And they liked it. They liked the fucking experience. Well, they don't want
to
let it go.
Their whole identity is tied to. There's a little bit more in there, bro. I'm gonna slide.
Yeah, please, please do, man.
Hey, we can do this.
Yeah, we could. You straight to do it? I just want to make sure. You know, go ahead.
All right, ready?
Yep.
Okay, almost.
Oh, you got long arms. Almost. Cool. Yeah, it's cool.
We good.
Yeah, because the industry, I've been dealing with some people in the industry lately. You know, not on the level you probably have, but so you probably know better than me. But you can just tell when somebody's whole entire identity is tied to
absolutely
the who they're standing next to in Instagram pictures.
Yep,
their whole identity is tied to. Who they're like going to the club with.
Absolutely.
You know, and
absolutely,
it's sad,
bro.
And pathetic.
I find that extremely fucking corny.
Yeah.
Extremely corny, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Because that shows, like you said, it shows who you are. It shows right. your insecurities. You need this to feel important. You need to do this.
Exactly.
And but that's the standard now. That's the standard.
Yeah.
You're such and such with what? Oh, show that. You got to show that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because the whole illusion is you need to appear as a spectacle.
Right.
You got to appear like you're that fucking guy.
Right, right.
For people to buy into it.
I feel like that method is just, like if you think about Michael Jackson and Michael Jordan,
mm-hmm.
how famous they were.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's nobody on earth right now that's as famous as they were.
Fuck no. Snoop Dogg,
but Snoop Dogg is attainable. He's everywhere.
True.
Michael Jackson. You're not running into him. You don't know what his inside of his house looks like.
Right.
Everybody's like even Jay-Z right now.
Right.
He doesn't show anything.
Right, right, right.
Mysterious.
You're right. Absolutely.
Mysterious.
Absolutely.
That's what adds so much value to somebody's celebrity.
But I think that's him though, right? Like I think that's just who he is.
Yeah.
And he doesn't need to because his talent and his gift speaks for itself.
Right.
He don't have to do all this other extra shit.
But either does Snoop Dogg.
No, Snoop doesn't. But I think Snoop is genuinely that guy who's just this personable.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I've worked with Snoop Dogg. Shout out to Snoop, man. I got a record with Snoop.
Is it out?
No.
Why is
bro,
it
I'm
not
sitting
out?
On all kind of shit.
But okay, so why are you sitting on records with Snoop Dogg, bro? Why?
Man.
What logic can really go behind that, bro?
There really is no like
you have an
no
independent
just,
record?
I do.
Okay, so.
I did the record with the Audibles, too.
Shout out to the Audibles. They were here last night.
Oh, okay.
And I spoke to them.
Yeah.
And. They agreed to come on the show.
Oh man, that's dope. That's gonna be awesome.
I was my mind was blown.
That's gonna be awesome.
I got so much respect for them, bro.
Yeah, man.
And they've been a big part of your journey as well.
Of course, man. I've been listen, DJ and Jimmy. Those are my guys. Like we've grew up together.
Mm.
You know, like I said, man. Like we were in high school, barely fucking. I remember Jimmy fucking working at the Bellagio. Like being a fucking bellman, bro. after he's done, he's coming straight to my crib and we're working.
Oh wow.
You feel me?
It's deep like
DJ
that.
DJ is my we used to be in high school. Me and DJ went to high school together. Me
DJ
and
DJ went to Mojave?
He went to Mojave. That's where me and him met.
What?
Yeah.
He's from the north too.
Yeah, he's from the north. His family, his whole family, bro.
When I was talking to him last night, I was like, Yeah, we like we know each other.
Yeah,
you know what
bro,
I'm saying?
Great people, bro. Yeah, we used to, me and DJ and Pyro used to do like cyphers at school. DJ, a lot of people don't know this, but DJ is a really fucking skilled beatboxer.
Mm.
Like one of the dopest.
Well, it doesn't, I don't, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, exactly, right? Because he's a producer, but he needs to show that more because he is fucking super skilled at it. But we used to fucking do cyphers in high school. He would beatbox, and instead of people like, you know, rappers would rap to that kind of shit. Right. We were singing to that shit. Mm-hmm. And we used to have the whole high school lit as fuck, bro. Yeah, pep rallies lit, bro.
Oh, word.
Ask
word.
Him when he comes in, when they come here, ask him.
For sure.
They'll tell you.
No,
tell
I guess they're starting their own podcast too.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah,
super
yeah,
dope.
That's what
nice.
He's saying. That's
dope.
What he's saying.
That's
yeah.
great. That's going to be great.
Damn. Yeah, bro. So, yeah, because their journey's crazy too. They came yeah. out of Vegas too, yeah. man. And,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah, bro.
Girl,
we
there's
came
like
up,
a,
bro, a lot of people. That's what I'm saying, bro. We like, we came up all working yeah. under the same umbrella, bro.
Yeah, the like, city is, there's like a, the city is, what do you think about the city? Like, as far as the music scene goes and how it's grown. Because you've been a part of it for so long.
I love the city, man. I love the city. Like, this, I'm born and raised here, bro. I fucking love everything about Las Vegas. North Las Vegas, everywhere. Henderson, Summerlin, fucking even the new shit, Anthem, all that shit. Mm-hmm. Like, but musically, I think that it's too much like the crab in a barrel effect.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants to mm-hmm. pull each other down in order to be at the top.
Everybody wants to be the captain of the JV
yeah,
team.
Exactly. Everybody wants to be the fucking star, bro. They want to be that franchise player.
Right, right.
And it's like, if we just combined our fucking powers, do you know how massively effective we could be within this industry?
Mm-hmm.
And people just don't get that. They just don't fucking understand that concept.
Mm-hmm.
So I've kind of just, you know what? Listen, man. I'm here if you need me. Yeah. If you don't, that's fine too,
right.
but I'm gonna continue to do what I do.
Why don't people listen to people more, like people like you more so? Because of the success you've had, the people you've been around, you, the moves you've made outside of like the studio,
mm-hmm.
have, you know, gotten you into these rooms or, you know, the relationships you have or whatever the case is. So what was the, what was like your moves? Like, how are you moving to like go from this city to?
To be totally honest, I just stayed disciplined. And dedicated, right? And in perfecting my craft and putting out the dope, like the dopest shit I could, right? Like at my highest ability, you know? When I sing, I want to be able to fucking sing and it touch people. You feel me? Like, so I think that...
That carried you?
That just carried me, yeah. I think, and that's what, that'll carry you, man, before, like the cloud shit, yeah, that's a method to go. You can go that route if you want to. That's a
not
fucking yeah, exactly. It's not sustainable, bro. You feel me?
I think that's what artists are more worried about than actually the music.
Because their fucking mind is in the wrong place.
Right, right.
When you do this shit for passion and just that it alone,
that's what translates.
It's gonna translate in your skill set.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're gonna gravitate to the shit that actually takes skill and or maybe some people don't. But I know for me, when I wanted to become the best singer I could be, I needed to listen to the fucking best.
Mm-hmm.
And I needed to be able to distinguish who was the best and who wasn't and who was like, you know, and the more I fucking dug into it and did my homework and studied, I started realizing, okay, you know, and it's the same shit with rap. As a rapper, if I'm a rapper, I need to know who's the fucking hardest rapper out. Not the most famous, the hardest when it comes to fucking actual skill.
Right, right, right.
You feel me?
Yeah.
I need to be listening to the Kendrick Lamars,
mm-hmm.
to the J. Cole's.
Yeah. And that's all you need to be listening to.
You feel me? To the Drakes.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, I need to listen to the skilled motherfuckers who are putting together rhyme schemes.
Well, you know, this is the real deal.
This shit takes fucking time and
10,000 hours.
Yeah, bro. Exactly.
Yeah.
So that part of it, like, and I knew that if I just stuck to that, if I just stick to this, it's gonna happen. Mm. It's gonna happen, right? Mm. And it did. It did happen. It put it opened up doors. It allowed me to have certain relationships with certain people.
Right.
You know, for me to be able to elevate to the next level, and the next level, and the next level. You know.
Yeah.
So we just gotta be mindful of what we're allowing to inspire us.
Right.
You feel me? For whatever reasons.
What would you say to a young artist that asks you that question? Like, how do I get into the big leagues? Like, where you been? How do I get these records with you? And then you'd say that to them.
Mm-hmm.
and you say, like, just be passionate, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, man.
It takes more than that.
Yeah, like, fuck that shit. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, give me a meeting. Like, what do you say to a young, frustrated artist who's been rapping probably 3 or 4 years, mm-hmm. has had no real accomplishments, mm-hmm. and, you know, is they're set on what they want to do, but, you know, in this climate of Instagram and clout and all this shit, what would you tell them?
See, that's the difficulty part of it, right? Like, because now...
And not just that, but the abundance of artists that are out there.
Fuck, man.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
the
exactly.
abundance.
That's going to separate you from the pack. That's a difficult one, bro, to be totally honest. Like, I never really thought about it till you just posed this question. Like, that's difficult. That has to be extremely difficult. I would say, again, if you make sure that your skill set is at an elite level, I can promise you, it may not happen when you want it to happen. Mm-hmm. Somebody will hear that shit,
mm-hmm.
and be like, and hedge and point you into the right direction. Mm-hmm. And then from that situation, it's going to point you to another direction.
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing you know, you're where you need to be.
Because
that's how it really unfolds for everybody. Right. I don't care who you are. Whether even if it be on some clout shit, if it mm-hmm. be on some, like, you just made it because you're probably, you know, somebody may have heard, like, yo, this is a fucking dope song. It could do some numbers
mm-hmm.
just because it's some catchy shit and it's some fly shit for right now. Well, you know, it's the same concept. But when you're that fucking skilled guy who, like, yo, this fucking guy touches people's lives.
That's a tough pill to swallow
as a young boy. Right now, bro. But I deal with that right now. Mm. Like, right, most people will look at my situation. Oh, he's just a one hit wonder. He's just this. No.
One hit wonder.
No, I'm just saying. People say that
about you?
I've heard it before. No. Right? Because, you know, I dropped Get Home in 2016. Was it 2016?
Right Away is a great song.
Right Away is a great song.
That's you got a song with Pusha T.
Pusha T, yeah.
A song with Fuck Me Now is a great song.
Fuck Me Now, Timbaland, yeah. That's a great record.
Come on,
great records.
One hit wonder.
But if we're talking about, like, commercial, like, radio stuff, right?
Yeah.
Like,
how do you deal with those opinions?
I don't.
With the nonsense.
I used to allow it to...
Unqualified people
you know what? I used to allow it to, like, affect me, but I had to take liberty and, like, get a hold of myself. Like, yo, bro, chill.
Right.
Like you just said, we're talking about people who are fucking unqualified, who don't know shit about this industry, they have no fucking clue.
God.
You can sell them anything if it's fucking... You can sell them shit.
Right.
If it smelled good and it looked good, they'll fucking buy it. So those people aren't fucking, you know what I'm saying? So,
you sell them a turd and fucking wrap it, put it in a wrap, lettuce wrap, you know? Fucking
put that shit in a Louis Vuitton, they're good, they'll take it, they're good. So I had to really, like, you know, just remind myself, like, chill.
Yeah, you know what's funny? That people have been telling me, like, yo, you need to do, like, hip-hop commentary. You need to, like, you know, talk about what's going on in the game. Like, you know, people fuck with you, people fuck with your opinion. I'm like, dude. I don't know shit about music, bro.
Mm.
I'm a fan. That's literally all I am.
Yeah.
I don't like going to the studio.
Yeah.
Because when I do go to the studio, I wanna input. You know what I mean?
Right,
I don't like being in places where I'm not being, like, used. I don't like being, like, that extra guy in the room. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I'm like, dude, I would never do music. People say I should do music reviews. Like, for what?
Right.
Like, for what?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not a fucking DJ. Yeah. I'm not a producer. I'm not an engineer. I don't know shit about Sonics. I just know what I like.
Right.
Right.
Right. Right. Right.
And
so
I think the game is filled up with so many fucking opinions.
You're right.
Like, you know, like, when I want to hear like an album review, I'm gonna go to Elliot Wilson.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
There you go. Yep.
I'm gonna go to people like that. I want to see what Bootleg Kev has in his bag.
Shout out to Bootleg Kev, man. Fucking Bootleg Kev, bro. I lost the fucking $100 fucking with Bootleg Kev.
Oh, word?
Yeah, it was last year with fucking playoffs, bro. I bet his fucking sons wouldn't beat the Lakers.
Oh,
that's my guy too. Bootleg is my guy.
Yeah.
It was some. Yeah, he took fucking money from me, but. Yeah. man, you're right though. But that's, you know, good. I mean? That's good though. That's good because.
But people aren't students of the game anymore, bro.
They're not.
You know what I mean?
They're not.
And people are taking so much advantage of, like, up and coming artists. Like, I see people with no fucking platform, no fucking charging artists to come on there, like, do music reviews and shit.
Yeah.
Like, bro, kill yourself. Stop.
Yeah.
Like, if you're an up and coming artist, don't fucking pay anybody because. I don't exist without artists.
Right.
I am a fan.
Right.
I am I You know what I'm saying? Yeah. This is not like a,
yeah.
like this is not about me. This yeah. is, you know what I'm saying? I want to provide quality content.
All of that shit, it comes down to that whole phrase, fake it till you make it. So we got these motherfuckers who are doing this. I'm going to pay you to do a fucking react video.
Yeah.
And I need you to react like it's the greatest shit in the world.
Yeah, I get
and
it.
I'm going to pay you on this.
Part of the game.
It's all a part of the circus act.
It is.
How act. Do we sell this shit?
Yeah, yeah. It's
a facade, you know, you feel
yeah.
me?
Yeah.
And the average consumers don't know anything. They're not even thinking that deep into this shit.
Right, right, right.
You know what I mean? They're just thinking like, oh, such and such. Oh, shit. Then it must be this.
Right.
Oh, this person did this? Oh, there must be this. And the again, the higher ups, they know this. They know how the psyche works of the average yeah. person, bro.
Mm-hmm. They got psychologists on their team.
They
probably.
Do, bro. They fucking do, bro.
Yeah.
How do we? Because
yeah.
everything is about human.
How do we sell water to a snail, bro?
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Or water to a whale.
This,
yeah,
shit,
yeah.
this shit is deep, bro. Mm-hmm. And I again, I'm the type of guy. Like, I ain't never did no psychic. I think on this deep of a level, bro.
Mm-hmm.
All the fucking time. It's a gift and a curse. Because like I said, it'll fuck me sometimes.
Go down a rabbit hole.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, you should definitely do psychedelics, bro. Hey, bro, you better not fucking do it without me, bro.
I'm not, bro. I promise.
For real.
No, listen. We're on the show right now. I'm not doing it. I'm not going to do it out with my guy. I'm not. I promise.
We'll
I
go
promise
get a cabin up in Utah or something.
Ooh,
we'll bring some good.
And
yeah,
shit.
Yeah. We'll bring some good people, bro. And it'll be a good time. It'll
for
be
sure.
a good time.
For sure.
Yeah,
I'm down, bro.
We'll hug it out. We'll
I'm
hug
down,
it
bro.
Out. Yeah.
Kumbaya it out.
You know what I mean?
Fuck it.
Facts. So what is? So what's up? What's going on in the world of Jay Castro, J.R. Castro now?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the world of
like
right
is,
now,
are you recording? Oh, we got music coming up.
We do, man. Mm-hmm. I got like projects on projects on fucking projects.
Can you drop the Snoop Dogg record?
I will.
Well,
I definitely.
Okay, so get back. You never answered that question. What is the holdup?
The holdup is me. I'm the fucking holdup.
Okay.
And I'm taking a full accountability for it right now. I'm the fucking holdup because I got to get out of my mind and just drop the shit, man.
Yeah.
I'm so fucking like.
You get distracted?
I get distracted, but at the same time, I'm such a perfectionist. And if it's just a certain way I may have said something, I may want to fucking change it. And like, it's that fucking right. deep and crazy.
Yeah, the pursuit of perfection is never ending.
Never fucking ending. Mm. And I think that's the issue that I deal with, especially when it comes to my music. But then at the same time, you know, when you have somebody like a Snoop Dogg, that magnitude of an artist, on a record, there's a lot of legal stuff that you have to make sure that is, you know what I'm saying,
okay.
taken care of before doing so. Even though that's like, we've already taken care of that kind of stuff, it's just that we recorded this record a while ago, like some years ago. And
that's okay.
Yeah. It's one of those things I just got to make sure. Yeah.
We don't care.
I don't think listen, if you were to hear it right now, you wouldn't even know. You would have thought I recorded this shit like yesterday.
Bro, you see the video? Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah, so.
That would be fucking huge.
Yeah, bro. No, Snoop was such a fucking pleasure to work with just because of the knowledge he gave me.
Mm.
You feel me?
Have you been on GGN yet?
I haven't.
Oh, you got
to
go on
GGN. I was supposed to. I was supposed to, yeah. I was supposed to when I forget. It was around that time we worked, and he was like, yeah, come to the compound. You know what I'm saying? You know, we'll get you on. I'm like, man, for sure. But anyways, man, Snoop, he said one of the most profound things that stuck with me. He said, yo, out of even me being who I am, I've never stopped to really watch my highlight reels, you know? And when he said that shit to me, I was like, man, that's fucking crazy. That makes sense. It makes sense because of how successful you are, you know? And that shit resonated with me in such a way that,
like, you feel like you don't pat yourself on the back enough?
Maybe, you know, and that shit lives with me, like that quote, like, because that's what I took from it. I took from it like, yo, for him, it's like, yo, I'm not working hard enough. I got all this hard, but it's not enough, you know, and that's how I feel like with me sometimes with the music. It's like, yo, this is not enough. So in terms,
yeah, then a curse.
Yeah, then exactly. Then it just doesn't happen. So I don't know, man. I do plan on dropping this year, though, for sure.
Do you have a manager?
Yeah, I do.
What does he say?
He says I'm
he probably
crazy.
Rings your
he
neck.
Says, yeah, he does. Yeah. He's like, you're fucking crazy.
Yeah.
You're crazy.
Yeah. God damn.
But, you
he's
know,
probably got, dude.
But he understands, though. You know what? He understands, and this is why I fuck with him so much, because he appreciates who I am for who I am.
Yeah.
And he doesn't pressure me to force me to do anything, you know. Again, I love music, man. I love this shit. Like, I really do. So, and I don't do this for the clout. I don't, man. If I did, then I'd be fucking dropping music every fucking day.
Right.
If that was the case.
You'd be at Dre's every other weekend.
Yeah, exactly. I'd be fucking somewhere or showing who fuck I've been working with or where. I would do all that shit, but I don't, man. I show me in a fucking gym.
That's it.
That's it. I'm just in the fucking gym.
That's why we're like fans, like me, I'm a fan of J.R. Castro. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yo, is what, like, is he?
No, they don't know.
Yeah, I'm like, that's all you, and that's a good thing. It is a good thing. You know, you use that. People only can, you know, the more information people have of you, they're like, you know, the less.
They're interested. The less
they're interested. Exactly. Exactly.
Denzel said it the perfect way, bro. If you see me every weekday, you're not going to want to come see me on the weekend.
Facts.
So listen, I'm not going to give you that. I'm not, because we live in a fucking society where show me, everybody's.
Right.
Let me show you what the fuck I'm doing.
Let me show you
how important I am.
Right.
I'm not doing that.
Look who I'm around.
Yeah. Look who the fuck I'm around.
Look who I'm standing next to.
Yeah. I'm not doing that shit, man. What the fuck, yeah.
You gotta let the work speak for itself.
Yeah, let the work speak
man.
For itself. Let the fucking work speak for itself. When the work speaks for itself, everything else will be fucking. It'll be everything else will turn out okay. It'll be okay.
Yeah, as a fan, I would like to see more.
You will, though. I promise you this, and I'm saying this right now, right here and right now on this podcast. You're going to see a new project this year from J.R. Castro. Mm. You're going to see visuals.
Mm.
You're going to see all the crazy shit I do, man. Mm. I got some shit in the works right now with fitness right now, too, that I want the world to get.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I really want to educate people on the importance of just health.
I could totally see you being a life coach.
Hey, man.
Totally.
Maybe I could.
Totally.
I think I could do it. I think I could do it. The life coach that encouraged people to drink wine and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I could be that guy.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
You know?
So, what are you coming out like a fitness plan? Or?
I have, well, right now I'm kind of finalizing like this company, this fitness company,
that I'm working on. You going to open your own gym?
Yes. That's the goal.
Dope.
That's the goal.
Dope.
Right? Like to have a facility to where I can take in people who really, you know, just want to better themselves, who want to be better internally, right? Get all this shit on the inside working so they can be better on the outside.
Right.
You feel me?
Right.
We don't have enough of that in this culture.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Especially like, in the city too.
We don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
Like shout out to people like Jada Kiss, the locks, they're on that shit, bro.
They've
been on that shit.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
I've been on it, but seeing them and being able, and those guys in that magnitude, that's it. Sometimes you need the fucking cool guy to say what's not so cool for it to become cool.
Right.
You feel me?
Yeah.
And that's what I think we need, bro. That's what we need, man. If we're going to be better as people, we need those things that actually matter most.
Mm.
That is what it is.
You know? J.R. Castro, music and muscles.
Music and fucking muscles.
Coming soon.
Mr. Get Right himself.
Yeah, facts. does that song ever get like old to you? Does that just like the whole experience of that ever just be like, yo, shut the fuck up talking to me about that song?
No, it has to. No, at one point it did, but I had to check myself.
Mm.
I had to check myself because if it wasn't for that, you know, that in particular record, then people wouldn't know who the fuck I was, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying I do this for clout, but like, I wouldn't be able to, yo, this is me. Let me give you some real fruit.
Right.
Let me give you some real knowledge. Let me give you some shit that's going to actually help you sustain and carry you. You feel me? So I'm forever grateful for it. But, you know.
It's got to be annoying.
I've learned
Something you deal with.
You gotta psych yourself out, man.
Yeah.
Everything is about psyching yourself out.
Yeah, facts.
I get fucking bored going to the gym every day.
Facts.
But I psych myself out because I'm thinking about the benefits.
Mm, the result.
That's it.
Yeah.
Nothing else. I focus on that.
Right.
You feel me?
Mm-hmm. I got another question for you, bro.
Yo.
I think you might be the first R&B singer
with
a face tat.
Hold on, wait. No, hold on.
You gotta be, bro.
No.
Oh, you got two. Oh, he looked to he yeah, you got two. I didn't see that one.
I do. Yeah, I one right here. One. Yep, one right here and then one right here.
But you got
the Shaka.
Yeah.
Hang Loose.
Yeah.
For my island culture.
Yeah.
For all my Chamorros out there.
I don't
think
a lot of people know that about you.
They don't. They don't know that I'm half Pacific Islander. They don't know that my father's from Saipan, raised mm-hmm. in Guam. Like, I have a whole nother, like, mm-hmm. island side, a Polynesian side. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everybody I know from the Castro family, yeah. Polynesian,
yeah. And then my mom, you know, her, all her family's from the South, mm-hmm. right? So, but most people think I'm fucking Puerto Rican. They think really? I'm some, yeah, of Latin descent. You know, they know that. I'm mixed with something.
Well, Filipinos and Mexicans be looking the same to me.
Yeah, you know sometimes they do.
No offense.
No, they do.
I got a Samoan homie.
Yeah.
And I always call him Mexican.
Yeah. Yeah.
He don't like that shit. He like that shit. Like he look like shit. A Mexican though. Yeah, he look like his name's Edgar. You know what I mean?
Eduardo.
Yeah, facts.
Fucking Jorge.
Damn, but what so but why but on your face?
On my face, yeah.
That's
I'll tell you like this. I had a lot of people take that stance too. Like, that's bold.
It's very bold.
I don't give a fuck.
Good.
I don't care what people I've learned to not care what people think.
Right. What sparked it?
Man, I seen this shit and I was like, "Yo, that'd be a fucking cool idea." And I just did it. I just fucking did it, bro.
Good. So
I
fucking do it. Just douche rooms, bro. Just
fuck it. That's what I'm saying. Like, listen, I'm not saying that I won't ever do it. I'm just being honest. I'm scared to do it, but I'm not saying that I won't do it.
You get a tattoo on your face, but you won't do mushrooms. Mushrooms is temporary. A tattoo on your face is fucking forever.
Okay, since you put it like that, then fuck. Now I'm kind of like.
No, I was surprised. When you posted it, I was surprised.
Yeah.
Because you do not take me, or you do not take me as the, I do not take you as the guy to get a face tattoo.
Yeah, not a lot of people. This guy's an R&B singer. Well, he shouldn't be fucking running around.
Well, not just that, but you know, you're a stand-up guy. Yeah. You know, I'm not saying anybody with a face tattoo is not a stand-up guy, but I'm just saying, like,
I get what you are. No, but I get the point, but I get the conception, right? Like, of what people may, you know, what they may think. Like, but again, I thought about it long and hard before I actually got it.
I hope so.
Listen.
I hope you weren't just drunk one night.
I promise I wasn't. I wasn't fucked up. I was totally sober. Okay. But I just realized we only get one fucking life to live.
Thanks.
Why can't we do the things we love to do?
Yeah,
Why? I've always loved fucking tattoos. Mm-hmm. I've always loved them, mm-hmm. you know? And, okay, so there's a fucking, like, limit to where you should get tattoos.
The stigma,
yeah. I don't.
Yeah.
Like, there's a barrier there. I don't really agree with that, like, that notion. Like, so...
For me, people start looking at you different?
Of course. Oh, bro. I get it all, bro. You're a gang member.
Really?
You're a thug. Bro, I go to the gym. I train in the gym where it's predominantly, you know, more like the upscale.
You're a Lifetime Fitness?
Yeah. No. Oh. Fuck that. I'm not paying fucking damn near $200. Yeah, fuck out of here. I used to. I ain't going to lie. I did pay. Yeah. But as I was like, I realized, like, yo, this is way. I don't give a fuck how much money I may have. Or that shit's way too much. But I do get judged. But it's okay because, again, those people only know what they know.
Right.
They only know what they're programmed to know mm-hmm. and what society has taught them to know. Mm-hmm. That's it. So, cool. I'm not a part of that group. I am a believer in people freely being themselves. I don't give a fuck what it is.
Yeah.
I'm not going to judge you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to look at you and be like, you can fucking walk around here wearing Speedos if you want to. Am I going to think it's weird in my mind? I am, because I'm not used to that shit.
Yeah, we ain't in fucking
Europe. Exactly. Yeah. But, hey, man, if that's what you like to fucking do, that's as far as it goes.
He must be European.
Yeah, you must be fucking European. Whatever. But that's as far as it goes with me. I'm not about to go into thinking like, oh, he must be such and such.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not going that deep with it.
Right.
People do, though.
No, facts, yeah.
Because they, again, they're only programmed mm-hmm. to think.
People want to, like, know everything. Like, people just want to understand. They're not cool with not knowing.
They're not cool with things not being the way they see it.
Yeah, facts.
So if it's anything like how they don't see it, they instantly judge it, and they criticize it.
Yeah.
And that's not right. Mm-hmm. That's not cool. Mm-hmm. We should not be like that as people, because... it's not fair. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't live in that world anymore. I used to.
Yeah, you're a great guy.
I don't thank you, brother.
You have a face tattoo.
Yeah.
You know, that doesn't take away from the fact you're a great guy.
I'm fucking hardcore.
Apparently you're a gang member.
I
want to
let
bro.
People know, like, yo, if you see me, don't fuck with me.
Apparently you're a gang member, bro.
Right. I call the homies right now. Yeah, you feel me? They pull it up. Yeah.
I could be a gang member today if you want me to.
If you need, exactly. Whatever hat you need me to wear, what we need. You feel me? This movie role shit right here. See, I'm thinking, you know, if they want to cast some game members.
Oh, you want to get your acting?
Hell yeah, man. If an opportunity, you see my POV, right? Get Home?
Yeah, fucking Russian Mafia
shit. Yeah, bro.
Of course I seen that shit. Bro, I thought that was epic.
Bro, that was all fucking me.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, man, thank you.
I love that.
Hell yeah, man. I love it.
You should do more of that.
I need to. Yeah. I do need to, man. It's something, a part of me that I'm passionate about.
For sure. We'll talk after this, but I don't know if you saw like our pilot. I don't know if you know who Abu is. Abu, so he's my boy. He used to like run Institution. Institution.
Oh yeah, Institution. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he's a redhead dude. I don't know if you remember.
Oh yeah, yeah. With the freckles. Okay.
So me and him, we write scripts and shit.
Okay.
And we just shot a pilot. So his show is called it's called Black Ginger, because you know he's a black dude with red hair. And shit,
yeah, yeah,
you know
yeah. yeah.
So it's like on some like Atlanta Insecure vibes and shit.
Nice.
So I'm gonna show you the pilot we just shot, but. Shit, we're about to shoot some more. So we can
hell
shoot
yeah, more.
It's, bro. When I say
keep
it came
me
out,
in mind,
bro. When I say it came out crazy, bro, it came out crazy.
Yeah,
I'm gonna show you. I'm gonna
that's
show
dope,
you,
bro. I can't wait to see. That's dope as fuck.
Yeah, bro.
That's dope, man.
But yeah, man, you should definitely diversify. I mean, you're doing the fitness shit, but like artists, like to generate income, you got to capitalize, right?
Absolutely.
Off of your
for sure.
You know,
yeah, exactly.
Everything around the music, yeah,
absolutely. And I believe in that. I believe everybody should. I believe whatever skill set you have, I don't care what it is. If you can make money off of it, why fucking not?
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, why fucking not? There's motherfuckers who professionally play darts and make money off of fucking playing darts, bro. Because they can play darts really fucking good.
Yeah, that's fucking
you feel
hilarious,
me?
Yeah.
So why not? Go out for it, bro. Like,
you know that fucking place. Jesus Christ, that's funny.
You know
but bowling. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
throwing
bowling?
A ball down a fucking
on
the floor,
a fucking
you know?
Lane. And motherfuckers are making millions off of that
isn't
shit.
That crazy? Yeah. Facts.
There's a lane for everything. I don't give a fuck what it is, my nigga. If you want to wipe tables for a fucking living, bro.
Yeah, man,
you
real.
Feel me?
Facts.
Do what you do. Yeah, man.
How much time we at? 1:30. Yeah, I knew it.
Oh yeah,
it's been 1 hour and 30 minutes.
How's it? How long was this supposed to be?
However long. There's no time limit.
Oh, okay, good, good. Can we take a piss break?
No, we can wrap it up.
Oh, okay.
I think.
Okay.
Is there anything else you want to talk about?
What else?
That wine went through you.
It did. That shit is.
That shit got me
heavy,
a nice.
Right?
That shit got
me.
That shit's nice.
What I tell you? I told you. I said, listen, it might not hit you right away.
Good thing Bishop took a glass, because if he didn't fucking then. I'd have been a little over the top. Yeah. But let's wrap it up.
Yeah,
man.
Let's wrap it up. Yeah,
JR Castro, I appreciate you pulling up, man.
Yo,
for real, I'm a huge fan.
Thank you, bro.
You are a legend out here.
Thank you.
You inspire
brother.
A lot more
thank
people
you,
than you may think.
Thank you.
But, you know, a lot of us, we've been watching you. We know your journey, and you've had so much ups, downs, and ups, big ups, but we still think the best is yet to come.
Thank you, my brother. It is, man. And I appreciate you having me. I'm humbled to be here. Anytime you need me, bro.
Same goes to you, bro.
We
my door is always
listen,
open.
We'll be here to do the post shroom session.
I hold people to their word, bro.
Yeah.
So don't fucking
I'm dead ass fucking serious. Dead ass serious, bro.
He's drunk talking right now. I'm gonna play this back, bro. I'm gonna get this
play
clear.
It back. We good. We got it all on document. We good. We documented.
For
we
sure,
straight.
For sure. No, bro, I really appreciate you, man. This is like a crazy monumental moment for me. So,
thank you, brother.
You know what I mean?
Thank you for having me, man.
Yeah, so my door is always open, man.
Appreciate you.
Until next time.
Till next time.
Yes, sir.
Yee.
Peace.